Court. Kathleen, did I have your last name pronounced correctly?
It's Dimonshi, but that's okay. I've answered to many names, as you can imagine.
Oh, but I like that, Dimonshi.
Dimonshi, I know. It sounds a little poetic, right?
Well, very, very nice to talk with you this morning. Tell us about the NEXPERT report.
NEXPERT report searches trends globally throughout the world. We have correspondents, and we look at what we see happening today, plus technology of the future. And actually, this is a very exciting year because, in fact, the power of the best deal is in the hands of consumers. We're really seeing a very interesting phenomenon that is happening, with 44% of last-minute shoppers actually doing it on their mobile devices. So this is the year of the instantly educated consumer who can, in fact, there's an app for just about everything to help us. For example, one app, ShopKip, rewards you for entering the store. You can actually scan barcodes and really know what the best price is. We're seeing actually like big discount stores have become wireless. So when you're shopping in the store, one of the biggest worries is you always feel like there's a better deal coming up on the horizon. And there's not just a deal on Cyber Monday anymore or Black Friday. There's a deal every hour, every day. And so it's really a question of setting the budget and figuring out what we want to spend. And then if we have time on our hands, there are just deals that keep coming up to engage us and to get our money.
According to a survey that was conducted by the National Retail Federation, 212 million shoppers visited stores and websites over the Black Friday weekend.
Right.
How many folks are we expecting to go online and buy?
Well, we don't know exactly how many will be coming today, but we do expect the number to be increasing. And as a matter of fact, over the weekend, we saw more people go online than in the past for several reasons. I mean, there's people want to avoid the crowds. There's actually been violence in some cities. So we're seeing the convenience of shopping from your office, don't tell your boss, or from your home to be even up from last year. We also see spending going up this year. Some of the categories that people are spending on are clothing. So it seems like shopping in our closet, I'm not going to say is over, but good news for retailers who are selling clothes. It's on the top of the list with 51% of consumers shopping for clothes. Electronics are really up because of tablets and of smartphones. I would imagine that tablets and e-readers are big on people's lists. So definitely some very good deals in those areas.
I recently saw a story in the Wall Street Journal that there is an app that will allow you to compare prices on an item as you're actually shopping for it online. Are you aware of that app?
Yes, there are many apps, and as a matter of fact, with QR codes, what you do, for example, even in a store like Sam's Club with your eValues program, you can go in, you scan the QR code, that's that little like tic-tac-toe bar that you see there, and you can instantly see and compare prices. And, of course, there are all different kinds of online price comparison shopping sites, like PriceGrabber.com is one of them that you use. And Red Laser is one that you can scan the barcode and you can see if retailers have the lower price right at the same time. So an very interesting time for a new technology that puts the power of shopping and information in the consumer's hands.
We've heard about the legislators that want to start taxing purchases that are made online. Do you think that that will affect what we buy via the internet?
Well, certainly, it certainly does. I think we have an educated consumer who is wanting to spend the least amount. So definitely every time that there's an increase, it affects how people are going to spend. And definitely there are also sites with more local information. One that is very popular right now is called Yelp. It gives you local reviews and local information for where you are so that if you want to shop and still you're still the kind of person who likes to touch and feel things, you can actually find out where the best deals are locally for you.
We are talking with a expert, Kathleen Dimonshi. She's the editor-in-chief of NEXPERT. All right. I'm sitting down. I've got my tablet here. I've got my phone here. I'm ready to shop online. what do I need to be looking for? Or how do I go about what I'm going to buy?
Well, the first thing I think you need to do, and I think more Americans are doing it, is you want to set a budget for yourself so that at the end of the holiday season, you're not spending more than you had intended to spend. And I think more Americans are, in fact, doing that. And then make your list and be a smart shopper. Figure out what it is that you want to buy and then look for the deals. Time is actually on your side because retailers know that over 45% of us haven't done our shopping yet. So you're not in the minority if you're getting a later start. And actually the deals, sometimes some of the best deals come to those who wait. So the key thing is to do your search and to figure out what it is that you want to buy and then look for the very best deals. Some of the things that we're seeing on the horizon that different brands are doing is gamification, actually creating games to keep shoppers engaged. So there are all kinds of fun ways that companies are engaging us to, in fact, get our old buckaroo. That's the bottom line, right?
Do you think Cyber Monday has taken away some of the dollars and some of the fun, I guess, of Black Friday?
I don't think that Cyber Monday or Black Friday are the only days. I think nowadays it's a Cyber Day any day of the year, with phenomena such as Groupon, for example, which group people and get you a better discount. There's a deal every single day, every single hour. I mean, it's just there's a new site called Shop It To Me. They in fact, you put the price that you want to pay, and when it's available at that price, it will come to you. So just a fascinating changing landscape of phenomenal deals on books, on fashion, on jewelry, on electronics, on just about anything that your heart desires.
Caitlin DeMonche is the editor-in-chief of Nexpert, the fine report. If folks want to get to Nexpert, how do they do that?
They go to our website, and it's Nexpert, N-E-X-T-P-E-R-T.com.
Thank you so much.
Great being with you. Happy shopping.